myself dealing with ptosis and blood vessel. Ptosis and blood vessel. He basically is mechalek, or he holds it according to Rebbe. This principle of matanos to the harmon kamishrom with amen. You only say it by something like matanos, which are nicker. They're nicker and noticeable parts of the animal. And you say, even though they haven't yet been separated, there's still a Swiss mammon on them. The Kohen, the Kohuna has like a bialis on them, a Swiss on them. Even though they haven't yet been separated. But by Truma, or Truma's Meister, or whatever, where there's no nick grain, which is nicker, you have to separate out a particular grain, it's not a distinct part. So then you don't say it. Right? You don't say Kamishon and Damian. That's what Rebbe holds. Right, presumably the others, you know, whoever they are, they applied it in that case as well, like in the Dharm, for instance. And the principles certainly could apply across the board. Rebbe comes in with a limitation. Paskins like it vis-a-vis Matanos, but not vis-a-vis, you know, Meiser. So the question is, what's the new idea? You know, what's Machlokas? Is if you say Matanos Shalok Mishra Adamian, do you extend it to the case of Meiser, or something which doesn't have a fixed entity? It's not nigger. Well, that's where I'm at. So I'm thinking similar to you, though. So let's try to do it like this. I'm going to start, I guess, with the Matanos. Maybe it's easier to see the point. And then I'll go to the Meiser. But there's two ways to view, you know, like your Zchus, the Kohen's Zchus, and the guy's animal. Okay? The Matanos. You could say that the Kohen has Zchus in the Zeroa and the L'chayayim and the Geva, these objects. Or you could say the Kohen has a Zchus in my animal. He has a Kinyan in my animal. For it's Zeroa, L'chayayim, and Geva. He's a partner in my animal. And the way the partnership, you know, expresses itself is that he gets the Zeruch Ha'ayim Akeva portion, and I get the other portions. The other way to look at it is that there are entities called the Zeruch Ha'ayim Akeva, and Kohanim have own the Zeruch Ha'ayim Akeva. You know, it's true, they have to be separated, cut up, or whatever. The question is, like, is it a kinyan in the object of the animal for these halakim, or is it a kinyan in the objects per se? Okay. Similarly, you could say by grain, let's say 10%, let's say Meiser 10% by the Levi. So is it pshat that he is a kinyan, that he gets grain, certain grain, which meets a quantity of 10%, let's say whatever, 50 grams of grain, whatever it is, right? But he has a kinyan in grain, okay, in particular kernels or whatever of grain. Now the number is based upon this 10% idea, but it's a kinyan in these kernels. Or you say he has like a kinyan in my produce, in the entity of my produce, for the 10% portion of it. He has a kinyan of 10% of my produce. You know what I mean? Like there's an idea of my yield. He has a kinyan in 10%, the abstract idea of 10% of my yield, where he has a kinyan in particular grains which total to 10% of, you know, which when you do the math, it works out to 10%. So what's the difference? Well, the difference is that if you say that he has a kinyan in particular grains, so which grains? You can't have a kinyan in particular grains until you figure out which grains they are. See, by his Zeruch Ha'ayim Akeva, the particulars are already set up. But by the grains, if his kinyan is on particulars, so then the Torah can't create a Zchus Mammon in the particulars prior to the existence, or the deciding upon the particulars. So the Hafrasha will decide upon the particulars, and then the Zchus Mamon could fall upon them. But there can't be a Kenyan on indeterminate grains, because which grains are they? But if you say it's an idea, it's a Kenyan on my produce for 10% of it, and look, then the Yisrael is going to have to figure out which 10% it's going to be. But then you could, the Levi or the Kohen could have a Kenyan in that from the beginning. There's produce existing, and he's a 10% partner in the produce. Now, which 10% will he get? Okay, we'll figure that out later. But he has a Kenyan in my produce for 10%. So the Kenyan is in the larger entity of the Kohen Yisrael, then that Kenyan could exist from the beginning, and it just has yet to be determined where how it will express itself. But if the Kenyan is on the particular, because it's 10%, but until the particular is nicker, so you can't have a Kenyan on a davar shein nicker. But the Zohar and Keva doesn't make an afmina. The Zohar and Keva, either way, the particular is fixed, and if it's a portion in the animal for the Zohar and Keva, it also is fixed. It really doesn't make any difference. So they're all agreeing that in theory, the way Matna's going to work is Kamesha Armadamian, which is that it's a Kenyan, it creates a Kenyan, it's less than the Torah automatically creates a Kenyan of the coin in his Nechasim. What Rebbe's arguing is that since the way it works is that it's a Kenyan on the particular thing, so by that can only work, you can only have the Kenyan from the beginning when it comes to the Matanos, whether Davar or Nicker. But when there are things which are not Nicker, it's not yet determined, so then the Kenyan can only come about in the time of the Afrasha. And therefore it's going to be Lav Kamisha Orma Diamond. The Afrasha is not only actualizing the Kenyan, it's creating the Rechavza for which the Kenyan is going to be chal upon. Okay, so let's do further than the Gemara. So now the Gemara is trying to prove another proof again, or a question about this whole issue of whether when you're mazik manas kuna, you're potter, right? Because mom shein otovim or whatever, right? Ruchisa salacha. So now he's going to try to do a question. So it says Tashma. It's in the middle of the page. Kuflamin Alpha. Kuflamin on base. Balvayas. Show you over. Himakam Lamakam. So let's say you have a guy who's traveling. A wealthy guy, but he's traveling. And on the road, he doesn't have any money. Right. So he has money at home, but, you know, he doesn't have his credit card on him. Or, you know, before credit cards were around. I'm sorry, now he's poor. So he has to take all these manuskum on his anim. Note though, he takes. When he gets back home, he pays back the debt to anim of the world. Okay? Okay, and the Rebbe Eliezer. It's Rebbe Eliezer. So what? Rashi. Balvai is Asher Shayov and Makal and Makam. Tzorach Lito, Tzorach Lemizonos. And not the like a Shehov, Shereke, Sharani, and Hol, Shach Shavani. So right now he's an Ani. Right now he's an Ani. Uch Shiach, so Yishalim. Alma, Kol Midi, Dichai, Ve'erchmar, Alamesa, Vlaniyem. Anything that the Torah is mechayvi to give to the aniyim, habar rishon yechol tovo, the first guy who claims it could grab it, b'vadin lanskuna. Because the question is, what do you mean when you get home, you're chayv to pay it? Who's going to claim you? Who's going to claim you when he says ain't lo tovim? So even if I do owe the aniyim money, who's going to claim it? So elamai must say the first guy. So you don't say ain't lo tovim. You say the first claimant could grab it. So the same thing should be the case by Manas Kuna. That when you're a Mazik, it's the first guy to claim it. It's here, it's in a certain sense, it's like you're Mazik the Manas Aniyim, you're taking their Laka. So the first guy to claim you when you come home can grab it. Same thing here by the coin. It's interesting how the Gemara is just equating these two. You know? It's not so simple that you can just carry over, you know? Okay, so the Gemara tries to prove it. So the Gemara says, "Amar Chista, right? Chista. Chista is one who says, 'Right, Masniyah, 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 Pater.' He says midas chasidus shonakan. Just midas chasidus doesn't mean that really the guy could be tavei or you really chayef to pay. It just midas chasidus im chasid v'yishalim. When it says you pay, it doesn't mean chayef to pay. It just means if you're other, if you're chasid, then you'll do it. If not, not. Sinwar says, Amarava, come on. Tana Tani Yishalim. Vadam Ramiz Chasidish on the come. The verse says, Yishalim, you should pay. Pulling. So, the Gemara, the Gemara says, the Braisa says, you should pay. It doesn't say Miz Chasidos. I mean, there's a way to write Miz Chasidos. Yishalim, you have to pay. It doesn't mean Miz Chasidos. So you can't just, you know, get out of it so easily by saying it's chasidus. So it says, "Rather, Rava's attack." Oh, and mid Rebbe Lazar, like of Leisov. Not only that, what are you worried about, Rebbe Lazar? You can't ask a kasha, Rebbe Lazar. Why are you asking a kasha on Rebbe Leisov from Rebbe Lazar? Maybe I'm passing like Rebbe Lazar. He's just one shita, yishidichidi. So even if he says yechayev or whatever. Sefa. So rather, the question is from the Sefa. Chachamim omrim, ani hayabosa shah. Chachamim say, no. Really, when you get home, you're pater from anas aniyam. You don't have to pay it back. Why don't you have to pay it back? Because at that moment, you are an ani. So since at that moment, you're an ani, you're pater. Taima the ani. So you see the reason why you're pater is because you were an ani at that time. Ha asher, mishalim. But you see if you are an asher. If not for that logic, you'd say v'chayev. So am I lehevi k'maz v'manas kuhana? Lo sholchan, why isn't the same thing as maz v'manas kuhana? Right? And then, am ruchus, the midas chasidus shanakan. So now you could say midas chasidus. Because I guess now you'll say, it's not saying chayev, it just says, you're potter because you're an ani b'os hashah. But if you aren't, oh, then it would have been midas chasidus. And you would have said in he didn't like if you openly says Yishalim, you can't say Smith Chasidus. But if it says you're Potter and explained it because you're an Ani at that time, so the deduction, oh, but if you're an Ashir, then you could say Smith Chasidus, because it doesn't say the Lashon of Yishalim. So you'd say the reason why it's saying Minesh Ani, and trying to explain why you're totally Potter, even Smith Chasidus. You know? Okay. Rashi. Panatoni Shalim, the Mashmal Karcha of Adamers. Oh, Nis, Avers, Midir Belazar, Kamasu, the Matsina, the Mame, the Chistam, Shani, Lamit, Chasid, Shanakan, and the Rabbanon Mosef. The question is really from the Rabbanon. We have Lom, Shani, Chistam, and the Mithlidis. So it's from the Rabbanon. That's where his answer, Mithlidis, applies. Shanakan, the Hadduk Tani, Ani, Hayabos, the Shah, the Mashmal, the Tedug, Mine, the Asher, by the Shlume. So you can be mdayeg that Nashi would have to pay. Lava the animal call Marlem Chasid, who tzorech l'shan, unless it's Deshmayim. Which means if you're a Chasid, he would pay. Unless it's Deshmayim. It's interesting. He's learning Mitz Chasidus means unless it's Deshmayim. Right? And that's what Mitz Chasidus means. That idea which we talked about earlier, of us, it's Yechayiv Deshmayim. Because you could have learned, I think the Ram learned this way. Unless it's Deshmayim means Yechayiv. And Hashemayim, like make her then Yechayev though, just so you can't sue the guy in court. But Mitz Chasidus is like a different thing, it's like a perfection. He's learning, Rashi seems to be equating this. Okay, so that's the Gemara. So I guess what do we have here? So one thing is you have machlokes, right? Whether when if you eat, everyone agrees if you're an ani on the road, you're allowed to eat, take like a chachapeya or maizrani. Question is, when you come home, do you have to return it? Right? Or do you say, no, since at that moment you're an ani, is that? The chum makes sense. It's manushach. If you tell me you're not, you aren't an ani, so you don't right to take it. But if you had a right to take it, so you had a right to take it. So now you're an ashir, yeah, but then you're an ani. I mean, if an ani becomes an ashir, you don't say he has to give back all the matanas he took when he was an ani. Ani's an ani. Right? Rav Elazar is hard. Which sounds like he holds that you're an ani, but still you have to pay back later. Why would he have to pay back later? Right? Seems like he took it fair and square.
If you're not an ani, then you wouldn't be able to take it, right?
If you're on it, right, if you are an ani, if you want to tie into that you are an ani, that's the way to pay it back, then what gave you a right to take it in the first place? Right? Apparently you have a right to take it. So I don't think it's saying you did an isser. Sounds like you have a right to take it. It's sarach lito, like a shechub, no tell. Right, you take it. Well, yachzer, yishalem. So if you have a right to take it, then why do you have to pay it back? Right? And then I guess also, how does this, the Gemara is like equating this whole thing to Manas, Maisarani, Maisarani, you know, Manasaniya, Manaskona. Is that like Pasha? Like what's the, in terms of our Svaras, like why is that Fala? This Tosus here. Tosus says, Uchshachar, Lebeso, Yishalim. It's right, the first medium sized line. The Lishna Bashna, the Kamar, Mishum, the Imam Shesh, Shane, Otovim, Parach Shapir, the Yishalim, Mashma Shechotzi, without him. He says it's really a kasha if you say Moshe Otovim. Because if you say Moshe Otovim by Kuhuna, then you should say the same thing here. But you see, apparently you don't say that. So therefore, you shouldn't say it by Manas Kona either. He says, you'll listen to Kama Nami, the Pater Mishinduch says, yeah. Right, in other words, if you say like Ein Otovim, I guess he's saying you could try to say it's the same thing because Ein Otovim, Ein Otovim. But if you say it's because of the limud of Zeh, so limud of Zeh is specifically the Matnas Kona, that you only have to pay the Matnas Kona itself, not for damages. But how do you just, what does that have to do with Ma'asarani? Ma'asaniyim? He says, no, Parchin and Kivin Matanos part of Mishinuch of Zeh, Misvara, Ein Lanul Chalik, Bein Matanos, like a Chalapaya. He says, Misvara, we should differentiate, even though it's a limud over here. And it's going on as far, it should be the same thing. It's funny. Right? Come on to the Pergan, Parach Mesafe, like at the Chayim, Mishamani, Rosh, at Stiku, Lahadadam, Rein, Safek, Matanos, Akai. So he shows a different case also. The Gemara equates, like Safek, you know, Safek Vizvi Manas, Nien to Safek Vizvi Manas Kona. So he's saying is, even a limit of Zeh could carry over. So I guess it would be nice if we could explain, like, what, you know, what the sense in carrying these things over are. Especially like we learned, even Manas, even Manashe Notovim, is saying is the way the Torah set up the Matnas Aniyim, Manas Kahuna is a Matana to the Sheva, therefore Notovim. So, I mean, it doesn't naturally, automatically carry over to Manas, you know, Manas Aniyim. I mean,
is there a reason it can't?
What?
Is there a reason to think that it can't?
Well, I don't know. You have to explain how it could. I mean, they're the same, but they're not necessarily the same. I mean, I guess also what's the pshat in the Mizrach Hasidus here? Right? It's your pater, your pater. Doesn't mean Mizrach Hasidus. Right? I mean, I guess Rashi is getting around that because he's saying, but it's funny, it's like if you're a chassid, I mean, if you're a chassid. I mean, if you say this is Shemayim, I mean, not a chassid. That's why it's hard, Rashi's hard. I mean, let's say Shemayim means Yechayev. Yechayev, let's say Shemayim. It's not a chassid. I mean, what is it, Hasidus? Yechayev. If you're an honest Jew and you want to keep halacha. I mean, so it would sound like Mitzvah Sidus means it's really like some sort of extra super, you know, super thing. But what kind of idea is that? I mean, if I'm bothering, right?